Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. Yo, why are we fascinated with Skip Bayless? Why is he still here? Shouldn't he have been gone years ago? Why is he popular? Who is he popular with? The only thing I can think of is that Skip Bayless is popular with people who look and sound like him. Because I don't know anybody else who ever has any good things to say about Skip Bayless other than Stephen A. Smith. And the only reason Stephen A. Smith has good things to say about Skip Bayless is because Skip Bayless was responsible for him getting into and onto First Take regularly, and now he's him, right? But why is he here? What has Skip Bayless said in his time as an analyst that people really needed to hear? What knowledge, what truth, what has he brought about in sports media, sports entertainment, that you said, yo, remember when Skip said that? Yo, that was real. That was fire. Let's rewind Skip Bayless. Let's rewind Skip Bayless and find out why he is who he is. Skip Bayless came up as a writer. And supposedly, Skip Bayless made his bones covering the Bulls, except nobody acknowledges him in anything. I thought the most telling thing for me when it came to him and how he was supposedly so in tune with what was going on with the Bulls is the Last Dance documentary, where we didn't really see him at all. You're telling me that you were a journalist on the ground, in the locker rooms, on the court, in the heyday of Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, and yet a documentary that had 10 parts doesn't reach out to you for heavy amounts of information? But that's how he said he made his bones. That's how he said he made his bones. Cowboys, that's how he made his bones. Think about it. He attached himself to two of the biggest public entities in sports, one being the Bulls at that time, the other being the Cowboys. When Cold Pizza started, and then First Take came about within Cold Pizza, and then it became just First Take, it was Skip and another white man, Woody Page. And Skip and Woody Page would talk, and Woody Page would be the funny, witty banter guy versus Skip playing the straight guy. And that had some traction, but it didn't get the high ratings. You know what got the high ratings? Whenever Woody Page was not there, and they brought on a brother opposite of him, a brother who was diametrically opposed to everything that man was saying, because conflict between black and white on TV has always sold, has always watched the ratings go this way. I remember when Jalen Rose eviscerated Skip Bayless on First Take when Jalen Rose exposed the fact that Skip Bayless not only doesn't know much about basketball, but couldn't play basketball, was never going to be a good basketball player, put his JV stats out there, eviscerated him. It was over for him. Never saw Jalen Rose on First Take again. I remember when Bomani Jones came on First Take, eviscerated him. He considers himself to be the intelligent, the logical, the think about it in the most mentally stimulating way. And then he tried to go up against Bomani Jones. Dude, the dude wakes up out of sleep and thinks better than you do. Eviscerated. Never saw Bomani Jones on there again. So who can we get to stabilize First Take? We see that every time there's a black person across from this staunchly white man, old white man, who essentially seems like a hater to every black person not named Michael Jordan. Let's get Stephen A. Smith. Because Stephen A. Smith is going to be loud. He's going to be out. He's going to be boisterous. He's going to give you all of the stereotypical black things. He's even going to give you the stereotypical intelligent black man thing. I'm going to be loud. I'm going to be boisterous. I'm going to be braggadocious, but I'm also going to use words that we don't hear very often because they make me sound smarter. Even though I might say something that's not that smart, it was perfect. It was low-hanging fruit for Skip Bayless. It was low-hanging fruit for Skip Bayless. And then First Take became First Take. But a weird thing happened. Skip Bayless wasn't really the star. Stephen A. Smith was the star. Stephen A. Smith was who everybody came to see. Stephen A. Smith was the attraction. Skip Bayless had no other choice but to accept it because they were successful year after year after year after year until Skip Bayless said, no, I'm the star. So in a fit of, I don't want to play anymore, I'm going to take my ball and go home, he left, thinking that that would be the end of First Take. Stephen A. Smith's not stupid. Just goes out and gets another white dude to replace Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless goes over to FS1. Now he needs another Stephen A. Smith. Loud, boisterous, braggadocious. Says things sometimes that might not be the most intelligent things, but fills into all of the stereotypical black things. So he doubled down and went to Shannon Sharp. And Shannon Sharp, Uncle Shay, who I love, by the way. I love Shannon Sharp, not for Undisputed. I just love Shannon Sharp. I didn't like how he was on Undisputed. I thought he compromised himself on Undisputed. All of the, I'm going to come in with the black and miles and the do-rag on and the cognac. Like, I thought he was playing a role. I thought he was stepping and fetching. I'm not afraid to say it. He did exactly what Skip Bayless wanted him to do. And they had success. Surprise, surprise. White man acting as if he is the superior, more mature person, black dude, wilding out. It is a recipe for success when it comes to what we see on TV. Anytime you pin us against each other, right? It's awful, but it's true. Skip Bayless knows it. Skip Bayless gets more and more disrespectful. And that one day, I think Shannon Sharp woke up and said, I do not have to take this from this dude who has done nothing in the world of sports that will ever be remembered. Why am I taking all of this? Why am I being disrespected, degraded by this white man who has never done anything in the world of sports that will be remembered? Because he afforded me this platform. That is not the reason to whore yourself. And he began to wake up. He began to push his own agendas. He began to stand on his own too. You saw he wasn't really with the F. He wasn't really with all of the stupidness. Why? Because he knew he had been played to the benefit of Skip Bayless, who was probably making 4 to 5x what he was making. And he was making a really good living. So they finally part ways before the contract is up. Yo, I'm out of here. Skip Bayless in his mind's thinking Shannon Sharp's done. Yet all we hear is all of the suitors for Shannon Sharp, that Shannon Sharp might be going to ESPN to join Stephen A. Why? Because they figured out, Stephen A, it doesn't take a black man across from a white man in order to be successful. There can be two black men successfully talking sports, diametrically opposed to each other, right? That they can come from different worlds. Shannon Sharp being a legitimate pro, Hall of Famer, athlete, Stephen A being the journalist, consummate professional media person. Where does that leave Skip Bayless? To try to do the same thing over again. Let me find another black person who is loud and braggadocious, but may not always say the smartest thing. So now he's trying to goad, Charles Barkley into joining him. He's trying to goad Charles Barkley into joining him. Skip Bayless, Charles Barkley does not want to join you. Look at the names that you've heard to replace Skip Bayless. I mean, to replace Shannon Sharp. They're all black people that somebody somewhere believes will step and fetch for the money. Shady McCoy, Gilbert Arenas. Here's the thing they're forgetting. Shady McCoy might think about doing it for the money, but you think Shady's about to sit there and let Skip Bayless degrade him about his career? If Skip Bayless will degrade a Hall of Famer and one of, if not the greatest tight ends in the NFL history, he's definitely going to talk about Shady McCoy's career. And Shady McCoy is not here for that. That is going to go left quickly. They talk about Gilbert Arenas like Gilbert Arenas didn't make hundreds of millions of dollars playing. Gilbert Arenas don't need, he does not need to sit across from Skip Bayless to get to the bag. He's already building his own platforms. He's already building his own. Gilbert Arenas is intelligent. He's not just going to say the corny stuff just for the sake of the argument. He's going to say what he means. He's going to disrespect Skip Bayless on multiple occasions. Skip Bayless is not going for that. Skip Bayless does not want to be disrespected. That is not what Skip Bayless is here for. Skip Bayless wants to control everything. And if he can't control everything, then he doesn't want to be involved in it. He wants to control it all. And if he can't control it all, he doesn't want to go be involved in it. And the problem is you can't control everything unless somebody's willing to let you control. Ladies and gentlemen, name me one time where Skip Bayless on his own, without the assistance of a black man across from him, was successful. And I'm not talking about writing career where success is just opportunity, right? I'm talking about in this space that he has been in for the better part of the last 20 years. Name me a time where Skip Bayless was relevant all by himself. Who's out there watching the Skip Bayless show? When was the last time you, matter of fact, if you go to the Skip Bayless show, go to his highest numbers on an episode. I guarantee you he's talking heavily about a black person. Skip Bayless owes his entire livelihood to a community that he constantly goes after, to a community that he constantly degrades, to a community that he takes shots at our best of the best. Why? Because it's good for ratings. There is no earthly reason to talk about Terrell Owens, the man had never been in trouble with the law. The man had never done anything negative to anyone. The man only wanted his money and played like one of the best to ever do it. And yet every single thing that came out of Skip Bayless's mouth for the better part of 10 years was negative about Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens retires. Who am I now going to get on? I got to get on a big name. So he chose LeBron James. And for LeBron James' entire career, Skip Bayless has done nothing but disrespect the man who's never done anything wrong to be disrespected. If I was LeBron James and I didn't have to worry about getting sued, I would slap the living fire out of Skip Bayless. Every single chance he gets, he's disrespectful. Even when he's given a compliment, it's backhanded. And for what? For ratings. For ratings, for viral clicks. Why would Charles Barkley sign up for that? He's already the show. See, Stephen A. needed Skip. Shannon Sharp needed Skip. Charles Barkley don't need Skip. Skip needs Charles Barkley. In fact, if we're really being honest about it, Skip needs a black man across from him. But he's got to be careful about which black man he chooses because he doesn't want a black man that's going to upstage him. That's the problem. The last two black men he chose, they grew to be bigger than him and bigger than the show. Meanwhile, he is still relying upon the show. Don't ask me why he's still working. Maybe he believes if he stops working, he's going to die. I feel like that sometimes. Hey, you know, if I didn't have something to drive, a driving force, then that would like deteriorate my life. Maybe that's what it is. And I applaud him for that. But he's going to have to get in the mud this time because Undisputed needs a name. He can't come in there with just some anybody. And everybody's talking about some, oh, well, you know, ESPN laid off a bunch of people, so Skip Bayless is going to have his choice. Nah, he's not. Because of many of those people who were laid off have morals. They have integrity. Jalen Rose, he's never picking Jalen Rose to go opposite of him. You know what Jalen Rose would do to that man on a regular basis? And if he does find somebody that's willing to go opposite of him, it's going to be somebody who's probably not good in the space. Because not everybody can do that. Not everybody is built to debate like that on a regular basis, especially many of these former athletes. They don't debate like that. They argue. Some of them can argue. Some of they can't debate like that. Skip Bayless is in trouble. And I contend this might be the end of Undisputed. Oh, he gonna bring in Lil Wayne. To do what? Lil Wayne is not sitting down across a desk from Skip Bayless at 4 a.m. every morning. This is Lil Wayne. And not for nothing, he's not going to give them the pop that they think he's going to give him. Because if you've ever listened to Lil Wayne talk, if you've ever listened to him talk, he's intelligent. But his cadence is not one that's sufficient for argumentative television and radio. It's not fast-paced. It's not quick. So the energy level of the argument is going to dissipate when he comes on. Just listen to his other times he's been on Undisputed, or he's been on First Take. Who's coming opposite? Who's going to sit opposite of Skip Bayless? Hey, pay me a lot of money to be degraded and disrespected. Because when Skip Bayless is losing an argument, it's going to get personal. He doesn't have anything else. He's not the smartest. He's not very charismatic. He has made a name because he is the straight-laced looking white guy across from the brothers. The straight-laced looking white guy going toe-to-toe with black men has always been attractive. It's always been attractive. Why would it stop being attractive now? But who are you getting? If the world of black media wanted to stand up, they would boycott going on Skip Bayless's show. Force him to hire a white man on Undisputed. Force him to hire a white man that's willing to go across from him and see what the ratings are like. Force him to have to debate and play pickleball with his own people and see what the ratings are like. See if people are still willing to tune in to watch him with somebody like that. I guarantee you the answer is no. Black media has an opportunity to send a message. We will not be your token. We will not be your step and fetch. We will not dance. We will not shuck and jive. We will not play into the stereotypes just for your ratings to go here. That time is over. It's boxed. We're better than that. We're smarter than that. We're beautiful. We're talented. We get down. We make this engine run. We make this engine run. To all the beautiful black women, men, the beautiful Asian women, men out there, the Hispanic women and men out there, the people of all everything, We are not here to be your tokens. We bring legitimate equity to the space, and the Skip Baylesses of the world are going to have to respect us at that level, or they're going to have to get the hell out the way. Because the time is over. It's over for you, Skip Bayless. It's a wrap for you. Even if you come back, you're on borrowed time. But it tells me a lot that your show isn't strong enough to just keep going with guest hosts while you figure out a permanent replacement. It's telling to me that they would rather stop, that your show would rather stop than to just bring on a host of people who already work for FS1 or people who are coming in as guest hosts. It says a lot to me that you, Skip Bayless, cannot carry the show by yourself. If you could, you wouldn't be on a Skip Bayless show talking about how you'd love to debate Charles Barkley. You'd be on Undisputed doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. You do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. If you join me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time, peace.